Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the North West London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today, we're in the final verse of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. It simply reads, "For our God is a consuming fire." This comes at the end of a couple of verses where the writer has been emphasizing the difference between the Old and the New Covenants, the temporary Old Covenant and the permanent New Covenant. The Old Covenant that was delivered at Sinai and the New Covenant that's delivered from Zion. The Old Covenant delivered in a sense in a human context and the New Covenant delivered in a sense in a divine context. And this kingdom that we've received cannot be shaken. And what should our response be? We should be thankful to receive it. We should worship God and serve him. How? Acceptably. In what way? With reverence and awe. Why? Because our God is a consuming fire. There is none like him. There is no one who can stand against him. I don't know about you, but this is one of those scary verses in the Bible. It's a few words, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in English. Not many words, and that phrase is only 5. God is a consuming fire. Not one of those verses that draws you to God, but one of them that helps you to understand how significantly we should take God, the soberness we should have in our relationship with him, not a cringing fear, but a respect. The author of the book of Hebrews is taking over Deuteronomy 4:24 directly, which reads, "For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." You also see the same kind of idea in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3. He is a devouring fire. Exodus 24, verse 17, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Not only is he a fire, but he is a jealous God, according to that passage in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. In other words, I think the writer is using this passage to warn the early Christians against taking this revelation, the ultimate revelation, for granted. How easy it is for people of the Christian faith to think, well, I've heard that point before, I've read that scripture before, I've heard a sermon like that before, on that topic before, and to not allow it to sink into our hearts. And I think this is what is happening to these early Christians, who, most of whom I don't think are baby Christians, reading through the book of Hebrews. They may have heard similar points before, but the writer is saying you've become complacent. And this thread is all the way through the book, and it's so important for any of us that have been Christians more than just a little while. We must not take for granted God's word. God is a consuming fire. He can destroy completely, something that nothing else could consume. There's no standing in opposition to God. Rather like the passage in Isaiah 33, verse 14, "The sinners in Zion are terrified. Trembling grips the godless. Who of us can dwell with the consuming fire? Who of us can dwell with everlasting burning?" That's where the Israelites were being warned not to indulge in idolatry, but to remain faithful to God and to serve him only, exclusively, otherwise they would provoke him to anger. The certainty that we have of God's grace must never blind us to the truth that there is a terrible judgment awaiting the apostate. And he is a fire. Fire has the implication of destruction. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 as well. I don't think the writer assumes or hopes that his people will be consumed by God's fire. He is hoping that they will respect God and take his word at his word. Well, next time we'll go on to Hebrews chapter 13. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, go to the search bar, type in mccx, and look under podcasts. You should find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.